Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome into the top of the second hour here at ESPN Upstate. I am Josh Phillips. Welcome into this Monday, December the 9th, 2019 edition of Straight Up with Sturge at ESPN Upstate. Hope you all are doing well and having a great Monday as we kick off the week. Diesel, what'd you do this weekend, man?
I sat around and watched football all day Saturday.
Yeah,
fantastic.
I don't know why Delvin wanted to pick a fight with you. I mean, the Mountaineers, your beloved Mountaineers, won the league title.
You know, it's amazing when your head coach gets hired away. There's like 10 people who come out of the woodworks and want to tell you about it. Like, you don't know that I'm already watching this. Like, I already know this is happening, but I got Will Pelagic messaging me. I got Sturge messaging me. I got three friends texting me. I'm watching it on Twitter. I'm fully aware that it's going down. And then Delvin calls in. He goes, "Do you want to check to see if Diesel's okay?" And I just had to let him have it.
What?
Because I love Delvin, but he does that all the time. He just calls in to needle you.
Who do you want to be the next head coach? Man, you've lost two to Power 5 teams.
Yeah, there's a lot of push right now for Sean Clark. He's an assistant coach who's been on the staff forever. He's apparently, I don't know his background. I really don't. But he's apparently turned down some Power 5 jobs before, because he's a lifer. He's been there so long. I don't know that that's necessarily the right call. App State fans got very spoiled with the way the coaching has gone for that program. They had Jerry Moore for over 20 years. They had Scott Satterfield, who was only head coach for six, but he'd been around the program for 20 years. And then Eli Drinkwitz comes in and coaches 1 year, and he's out the door. I don't really care if a guy comes and goes quickly. I just want the guy to win.
Eli had a lot of big guns behind him in his resume, and that helps. That helps.
And the fact that he came in giving the reins to a team that had won, I think, 11 games the season before. He had a returning quarterback. He had a returning just about everybody. So he walked into about the best possible situation that you could walk into for a first-year head coach, and he didn't mess it up.
Right.
So, look, it's a weird thing. Do fans want to embrace winning at the clip that we're winning at the cost of potentially losing a coach every 2 to 3 years, or sometimes 1 year? Or do you want that guy who's going to stick around for a long time? Like I said, I don't really care. I don't care. I just want to win.
Well, and that's App State's done a lot of it at an elite level and has beaten some really, really good teams.
Yeah.
In the process of it. Let's bring in Keegan, or is Harold, who's up first?
Keegan's up first.
Keegan, welcome to the show.
Coach, I need your opinion. I am an Auburn fan, diehard Auburn fan, been a little unhappy lately with what's been going on. So do you think it will benefit us that Kenny Dillingham is going to Florida State University?
Yeah, I saw that.
Good for us?
Well, I mean, look. Keegan, Gus runs that show. So I think that he's getting out towards the end of a career to get on to the first. And that's a part of the coaching game that you've got to be real savvy in. Gus is one of those coaches that continues to save his own neck by beating somebody. He'll lose to somebody he's not supposed to lose to, Georgia, and then he'll turn around and beat somebody that he's not supposed to beat, like Alabama, and he just keeps hanging on.
Do you think that the next guy in line should know that coming on as the offensive coordinator, that he's not going to have a lot of control and he's just kind of a placeholder. Because, you know, Gus is an offensive guy. He likes to do the play calling.
Right.
Should the person who's getting hired on just know that he's just going to stand there and wear a headset, basically?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Gus has a history. Keegan, thanks for the phone call. Gus has a history of promoting his young coaches, some young GAs. That's what Eli Drinkwitz was. He was a young GA for him at Arkansas State, followed him to Auburn, became his quarterback coach at Auburn. Rhett Lashley left, and then Drinkwitz left to become the offensive coordinator at NC State. Did a really good job with NC State's offense. And then became the head coach at App State. And like Diesel said, he walked into a ready-made, very rare in college football where you walk into a winner. I mean, usually when a when you're hiring another coach, it's because the previous guy got fired. Well, that wasn't the case for Eli Drinkwitz. He got the job because Scott Satterfield left to go to Louisville. So the program was already ready to win. It's like Diesel said, he just didn't need to wreck the ship, and he parlayed it into the Missouri job. Let's go to the phone lines and bring in Harold. Harold wants to talk playoff.
Yeah, hey, Coach. Always glad to catch you in a good, happy happy mood there. Like I said, always glad to talk to you. Sound logic, reason against knee-jerk reactions. And that knee-jerk reaction I had with Utah, you know what that reminded me of? The same way Utah beat Alabama. You know, from years back in that Sugar Bowl, they got dismantled. Oregon, I just couldn't believe that. But listen, for Diesel, that program ain't gonna falter. The coach comes in there, they ain't gonna miss a lick. I bet they'll be right back in the championship next year. So I wouldn't get too discouraged. And his offense, well, I said this when I called him, his offensive coordinator. I'd love to see him at South Carolina instead of Mike Bobo. You know, I got to call in next year and apologize to the fans for wanting Muschamp to continue another year, take up the time, you know. But I'm very discouraged if Mike Bobo is going to get the job, you know.
Yeah, Harold, it appears it's a done deal.
Oh, me. Well, okay. Well, listen, I've eaten so much crow in my life, it's starting to taste like fried chicken, brother. But as usual, Coach, I enjoy your show, and y'all have a good evening, okay?
Thank you, Harold. Appreciate you. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of the same thing, different verse, if you're South Carolina. The only thing that it's going to do is it bought him another year. And I think this time next year, I think there's a good chance he doesn't even finish the year. I'm going to pull up in our next break. I'm going to pull up their schedule, and I'm going to take a look at South Carolina's schedule. We had some breaking news up at Blue Ridge High School. Daniel Wooten, our center, was nominated and earned 4A All-State Honorable Mention. And I could not be more happy for that young man. That is an incredible honor for him and for his family. Danny's one of the toughest, coachable. He's got the right mindset. Sometimes you got to tone him down now because he'll get on that edge of getting after you. But that's what you want out of an offensive lineman. And I think Danny's well earned it. He battled some injuries and was a catalyst for us. For the last 2 years, especially this year, paving a way for our offense to average over 400 yards a game throughout the season, even though we were so young at the other places on our offense. But exceptionally proud of Danny. Danny Wooten earned 4A All-State Honorable Mention, which basically means he's the second-best center in the state. And I'm not so sure he ain't the first. He's the best one I've ever been around.
So I just decided to pull up Colorado State's schedule for this season, just to look at their offensive production.
Colorado State? Oh, yeah. Where Bobo was
at.
Yeah,
where Mike Bobo was at. 31, 38, 34, 35, 24, 10 to San Diego State is a really good team. 35, 41, 37, 21, 7, and 24. So it looks like they're scoring in the 30s. You know, they're averaging in the 30s most games. So, you know, maybe it's not the sexiest hire, but even on a 4-8 team, they're putting up 30 points a game. So it could be worse. It could be worse in Columbia if that's who you hire.
Well, the question, though, I have, Diesel, is it just more of the same? I mean, I think it may be
South Carolina. That's not just the South Carolina way. That's the SEC way.
Well, I mean,
hire from within.
I said he needed to hit a home run. No, I said he needed to hit a grand slam. This is like a double. I mean, I'm not saying that Coach Bobo isn't a good coach. But when you're fighting for your life and you're fighting for your staff's life, because 7 wins ain't going to cut it. He's got it. To me, the magic number is 8. In year 5, at this point of his program, he's had multiple recruiting classes. He's got an outstanding recruiting class coming in. You've got a returning quarterback in Helinski that's going to be on every watch list and should be, because when that kid's healthy, he can spin it as good as anybody in the SEC. And the issue is, can they get consistency and can they develop explosive plays? See, that was my analysis of Georgia and why I kept telling Georgia fans, have you noticed something? Where's that button with the crickets? Do we have the cricket button? Because right now, where's all them Georgia fans that were calling me on Friday talking about how Georgia was going to beat LSU and LSU never faced a defense like Georgia? Where's all them people at? Why ain't they calling in? We need to bring back the crickets. I like that cricket button. We got to figure out where it's at. But the thing about football is you better have a quarterback. Unless you've just got a far superior defense and special teams, you know, that was my criticism of Georgia, is they didn't have, and I use this exact word, they do not have any explosiveness at wide receiver. And to beat a team like LSU, you've got to have explosiveness at wide receiver. Oklahoma's got it. CeeDee Lamb is as an explosive a receiver as you'll find. He would start anywhere. He'd start at Clemson. He would start at Alabama. He would start anywhere. And Georgia didn't have that person. Matter of fact, Kirby Smart has gotten himself into hot water because in his post-game press conference, he basically threw his wide receiver group under the bus and talked about how last year they had guys that were NFL quality wide receivers that could make explosive plays. And he was concerned coming into this game, here's that word again, that they weren't explosive enough at wide receiver. And he said it's his job to recruit better wide receivers. Well, what does that tell you? Imagine being one of them in that wide receiver room at Georgia right now. Geez, thanks, coach. Now, I'm not saying what Kirby is saying is wrong. I am saying that's not the way to handle it. I mean, that's a conversation that you have in private with your wide receiver group. But in the media and on national television, especially after you just got curb stomped in the SEC championship, you better have the back of those kids that are out there laying it on the line for you. This is Straight Up with Sturge at ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back into Straight Up with Sturge at ESPN Upstate. I am Josh Phillips. That is Diesel over there on the board. Hope all of you have had an outstanding weekend and had a great day to the work day today, and sit back and relax as you're on your way home. College football playoff odds, number one LSU versus number four, Oklahoma. Oklahoma is a 9.5-point underdog in that game. Oklahoma's given 9.5 points. Now, this is an interesting line considering the history. Ohio State and Clemson. Clemson is a 2.5-point favorite over Ohio State. Very, very interesting considering the last time Clemson-Ohio State met was in the Fiesta Bowl semifinal in 2016, in which Clemson won 31-0. Somehow, I don't see this going that same route. And I'll be interested as this game gets closer if that line moves any at all. Let's go to the phone lines and bring in Tyler. Tyler wants to talk dogs.
Yeah, guys, I'm one of y'all's crickets. I didn't call in there Friday because I think any reasonable Georgia fan probably should have saw that coming. I thought Georgia would keep it close for at least a half, maybe a third quarter, and then LSU would probably pull away in the fourth. But Georgia's offense has not looked good at all this year. Anyone that's watched the game should have saw that coming. It was pretty embarrassing, but I'm going to say a dog, and I'm just going to leave y'all with that. Y'all have a good afternoon.
Thanks, Tyler. Appreciate the phone call. Hey, you know what? I got to give Tyler a lot of credit. Georgia guy called in, talked about the game, and see, that's a thing that makes sports fun. And sometimes we lose that element of that side of sports. It was a big weekend in this state as all the high school state championships were played down at Williams-Brice. And let me send out a huge congratulations to all the teams that won their respective state championships. There's a lot of blood, sweat, and tear. They're announcing the all-state teams and the honorable mention all-state players. And look, there's a lot. Those kids work hard. I mean, high school football, the biggest difference and change that I've seen in high school football is that when I was coming up and playing high school ball, it was just a seasonal sport. And now, meaning coach told you when to show up in August, and if you had to work, well, you worked. If you could come up and lift, come up and lift. But you really didn't see a coach until August. And then you probably didn't see him again after the season. Well, now it is a year-round sport. And I don't know if that's a good thing. I don't know if it's a bad thing. But I will say this. This business of specialization and one-sport athletes is hurting all sports. There is so many documented cases because these kids are getting burned out. I mean, baseball coaches, college coaches, football coaches, Nick Saban has spoke about it, have discussed how they want to know other sports of kids that they're recruiting that are playing. And because of muscle fatigue and all of these different scientific things that are now saying, you are better by playing multiple sports. And we've got to get back to that. Unfortunately, there's a trend where, you know, these kids are specializing in just one sport for their entire high school career. And to me, unless you're an elite, if you're in that 1% of 1%, it really doesn't matter. But there's not many of them. Let's go to the phone lines and bring in Bill. Bill wants to talk Dorman. Bill, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. My question is your thoughts on Gus Shaw just being so conservative at the end of that game, man. Just 45 seconds left, three timeouts. And Dortmund's QB's got an arm. He hit some stout, you know, he hit some great passes through some great out patterns. And I'm just a firm believer. I'm from Spartanburg and didn't go to Dorman, but I went to a private school. We didn't have football, so I've always followed the trendy team. And to me, Dorman is loaded with talent every year. And to me, it's the play calling and the conservative things that has limited Dorman for years. And I just wanted your take on what you thought. You're a coach, you know, and I value your opinion, man. I was like, no way he's sitting on these three timeouts. And he did. Then we go to overtime, and he's sort of conservative there, take the field goal. And I told my son, I said, that's ball game. I said, Dutch Sport's going to be aggressive. And sure enough, second play, fade to the back of the end zone. There you go, four straight. I'll hang up and listen. Just wondering your opinion. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Bill. I appreciate the phone call. Well, let me say this. When you're competing in the state championship, you know, yeah, I understand that the losing fan base is, especially in a game like that, and it was a tremendous game. It was a back-and-forth seesaw, you know, give the Dorman kids a lot of credit. They came out of the gate quick, which they needed to do against Dutch Fork. And look, I'm a huge Hayden Lee fan, the quarterback at Dorman. That young man is going to make a college recruiter look smart. I think he is vastly underrated. I think he's competitive. I think he's tough. I think he's got all of the right stuff when it comes to playing the quarterback position. He's athletic. He can run. He can make throws on the run. There's so many things to that young man's game that I think he's got a really, really, really bright future. I'm not going to – Bill, unfortunately, I'm not going to second guess other high school coaches. I don't think this is – I understand why you asked that question, but I don't think it's appropriate. High school coaches, I've got respect for almost all the high school coaches. There's a few of them that, you know, are in it for the wrong reasons. But most high school coaches are in it for the kids, for the development of the kids, to help the kids. A lot of them, it's the only father figure that they'll ever know. Dorman was right there with the best of them. I mean, Dutch Fork, there's a reason they've won four, this was their fourth state championship in 5 out of 6 years, fourth in a row. They've got a really good program. They've done a good job down there revitalizing that Dutch Fork program. And you know what? Sometimes that's just the way the game goes. And I just don't think on air, I don't like criticizing unless they do something egregious like, you know, something really foul. I don't like critiquing high school coaches because they put in so much work for so little in return that alone should be worth our respect. And, yeah, I understand that you're upset with coming in just a little bit short, but you were right there. And my advice would be is to hug those kids' neck. But believe me, nobody's hurting worse than the players. I can promise you that. Because I know how hard our players were hurting, especially our seniors, after our last game. And that was nowhere close to the regular season because those kids play, you know, they don't get paid scholarships. They don't get an NFL contract. They're doing it for the love of their community and the love of their school. And those coaches are out there putting in hours that, you know, most people don't put in for as little return as you get. So be glad, be happy. I mean, shoot, that's the only loss Dorman had all year. I mean, so it's kind of hard to be upset. You know, so they finished the year, what was it? I know they finished 10-0. What is it, 14-1? I mean, a lot to be proud of about Dorman and those players and the coaches. So, you know, in a game, like I said, in a game like that, and look, Jalen Lane, I think to me, the bigger criticism I have is Jalen Lane, the wide receiver for Dutch Fork. How the heck does he not have an offer from South Carolina? I mean, that's however he needs to go to. I mean, if he chooses to go to Tennessee, fine, but you've got to get in that mix. I mean, I didn't know South Carolina could just pick and choose a talent like Jalen Lane. That kid is phenomenal. And, you know, Jeremy Pruitt's there at Williams-Brown. How bad of a look was that? You got Jeremy Pruitt, the head coach of Tennessee, taking pictures at Williams-Brice. You can't let that happen at South Carolina. The Gamecocks cannot allow one of the best players in this state to be taking pictures with the head coach at Tennessee. That's unacceptable. Let's go to the phone lines and bring – who do we have? Mike? Mike, welcome to the show.
Yes. Hey, thank you for taking my call. Really enjoy your show, Coach.
Appreciate that, son.
Just wanted your thoughts on – the Chapman quarterback, if you watched him much this year and stats and how good do you think he is and just your thoughts on that.
I love that kid. We competed against him. They wore us out. Give them a lot of credit for that. I think that young man, he's another one. Him and Hayden Lee remind me a lot of each other. They're exceptionally competitive. You know, the thing is, when you judge quarterbacks, you want to judge how much they love to win. What is their competitive makeup? They've got to be the sorest losers on the team. I mean, that's when you build a quarterback, you want them to be the hardest working, the most competitive, the most swagged out. Everything they do has to be the best. And I think the young man at Chapman is all of that. And I think Georgia State is getting an exceptional player. I think they're getting an outstanding kid. And I'm excited about watching his development down there with Coach Elliott. I've got an exceptional amount of respect for Coach Elliott, and I think that kid's a hard worker. He represents everything that's good about high school sports, and I think that young man's got a bright future. You could make an argument he's the best quarterback in the state of South Carolina. I wouldn't argue that. I wouldn't argue that at all. I know there's a lot of players out there that maybe have those, I call them the stupid stars, you know, 4 or 5 stars or whatever, but I'd put Michele Colasuto and Hayden Lee. I'd go to war with either one of them kids. They've got the right stuff. And next year, Luke Doty, all three of those kids, they're all cut from the same cloth. This is Straight Up with Sturge at ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm digging that rejoin music, man. Is that my bear tooth?
No, it's a System of a Down.
I like it.
You could call it Armenian metal.
That's a little edginess to it, partner. I like that.
Yeah. Did Josh Phillips just discover System of a Down?
Yes, he did.
15 years after System of a Down was a
thing. Never even heard of it.
They got their start in the late 90s and early 2000s.
Yeah, that was kind of out of my radar down in that. Welcome back into ESPN Upstate. I am Josh Phillips. If you want to join the show today, 844-477-3776 is the call-in line. Hit us up on the text line. Text ESPN to 71307, or you can give us a follow on Twitter. You can give me a follow at @coach_Phillips1, the number one, not the word. That's at @coach_Phillips1. And Diesel, it's what? At Diesel on Radio. Diesel's probably a lot more entertaining than I am with some of the stuff that he comes up with.
Well, I'd currently like to thank all the Missouri fans who are building my analytics. I like it. I'm sorry that you got so upset.
Yep.
That I said that right now App State's a better football job than Missouri is, because it is. Spent half the season ranked. Where was Missouri this year? You know, look, I really don't hold any ill will towards Eli Drinkwitz. When somebody offers you $4 million a year, you take it. You take it and
what's
run.
What's his buyout? 12?
At Missouri, I'm not sure, but at App State, his buyout was just a shade under $2 million.
Yeah,
so the school's going to get some restitution from it. But I tweeted this, and I was being facetious, but I tweeted that I predicted that Missouri would go winless in Eli Drinkwitz's first season at Missouri.
Right.
But then I remembered that South Carolina retained Will Muschamp, and you know he is 1-0 against South Carolina.
Oh, did you want him to go to South Carolina?
No. The joke was I hope he doesn't win a game in the SEC East. But then I remembered South Carolina retained Will Muschamp, so that's going
to
be a win.
So had South Carolina fired Will Muschamp, would you have wanted Drinkwitz to go to Columbia? South Carolina, that is, not
yeah.
Missouri.
Other Columbia?
Yeah, the other Columbia.
I don't think it would have mattered, really. I don't. I don't think it would have mattered.
Well, I know he had gotten offered the Arkansas job, and he said, no, I would rather go to
I didn't think he was
going to
be there more than 2 years anyway.
Sure.
You know, I saw this guy's trajectory, and I said, this guy's going to be a star. He really is.
Well, you can't blame because it's a career. If he doesn't work out, He's set for life. Him and his family.
Right.
It's over.
He could get fired tomorrow and be set for life.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So you can't blame somebody for going. I will say this. I've got a correction to make. The wide receiver for Dutch Fork was Jalen Hyatt, not Jalen Lane. Jalen Lane played for Clover, who is an outstanding player in his own right as well. And Clover dang near went to the state championship. What a show they put on with Dorman for the upper state championship. But congratulations to all the teams, all the players, coaches, communities that not only made it to the state championship, but also won it. Getting there is unbelievable. Winning it is miraculous. And it takes a lot of hard work, and you got to respect that from those kids. Back to some of this college football playoff, you know, I don't know how I feel about LSU and Oklahoma at +9. I think Vegas has a problem. You know, I tried to warn everybody they were undervaluing. You know, the LSU-Georgia line was -5. And I'm going to call him out because he told me I didn't know what I was talking about. And I had to smack him around a little bit, and that's Gator Neal. Talking about he was going to take Georgia. And I tried to tell everybody that was a, you know, Vegas sometimes comes out with these dummy odds, meaning they're wanting people to do exactly what a lot of people did and bet on Georgia. And if you listen to this show and you took the advice of this show, you took LSU and didn't look back all the way to the bank. And I think we might be getting a little of the same thing with LSU and Oklahoma. Because I do not agree that this is going to be a runaway for LSU. I have the utmost respect for Lincoln Riley. I love the offense they run. I love what I've been a huge Jalen Hurts fan, and I've defended him on air because I've thought he's taken some criticism that quite honestly was not his fault. I thought from a developmental standpoint, you know, if there's one weakness to Alabama and a Nick Saban's program, with all the national championships, boy, they can't develop a kicker or a quarterback for nothing. I mean, when's the last time Alabama, and I'm not talking about Tua, okay? When's the last time in 12 or 13 years that Nick Saban had an elite player at quarterback? For all of those 4 and 5 stars. Now, look, I think Mac Jones is going to be a superstar. He almost single-handedly brought Alabama back in that Auburn game. Now, I know everybody's going to say, well, you know, Josh, he threw that pick six, or threw two pick sixes. And you know what? When you're a redshirt freshman and you're playing in the Iron Bowl in front of 50 million people against a quality defense like Auburn, yeah, those things are going to happen, but I tell you what, that young man, from a mental toughness standpoint, and see, that's the other thing about quarterbacks that I try to judge quarterbacks are, is how do they respond when something goes bad? The elite quarterbacks step up and bring their team back, and I saw Mac Jones do that. He didn't. He kept his poise. For a young kid on that type of stage, the mental aspect of playing quarterback far outweighs the physical. one of the two of the best quarterbacks I've ever been around, nobody really knows about. I guarantee it. Well, there's some people in the upstate that know about the one that I played with, and that was Derek Burnett. And Derek was one of the best quarterbacks I've ever been around. Maybe not from a physical, you know, throwing the ball 80 yards in the air, but he could process things mentally and make things happen, and that outweighs the physical. You give me a quarterback that's got a good enough arm, but that mentally processes things at about 90% or better, and I'm going to beat your brains in. That's exactly what Deshaun Watson was to Clemson and is to Houston. Only he's got elite arm talent. This is Straight Up with Sturge at ESPN Upstate. Welcome back in to the final segment here at ESPN Upstate. I'm Josh Phillips. It's Diesel over there on the board. Do we have enough time to get Tony in before the break? Tony, welcome to the show.
Yeah, real quick, a stat about Nick Saban. He's been back at Alabama since, I believe, 06, maybe 07 at the latest. They have missed the most field goals in major college football. 101 field goals have been missed since Nick Saban's been on campus, the most. I do not understand that. I'll let y'all kick off of that in just a second after I also say Oklahoma has won five of their last six games by 7 points or less, to your point, Coach. So just a couple of things. I wish you'd get into that Nick Saban kicker a little bit, but y'all be good, man.
Appreciate it, Tony. Thank you for the phone call. Get in more with us. You want to join the discussion, 844-477-3776, or hit us up on the text line, text ESPN to 71307. Well, to answer your point there, Tony, you know, for the longest time, Nick Saban did not give kicker scholarships. And actually, I believe this year's kicker is maybe if he's not the first, I think he's only the second kicker that Saban has signed out of high school to a scholarship. He's never believed in giving a kicker out of high school a scholarship.
I just can't understand that. Kickers win football games, or kickers lose football games. Well, why not get the best kicker you can get by putting one on scholarship?
Well, because his philosophy was, why am I going to waste a scholarship on a part-time kicker when I could use that for a five-star athlete somewhere? Because, I mean, the truth of the matter is, all Nick Saban has to do is call up a kid and go, hey, I want you to come walk on, and I think eventually you'll get a scholarship. Okay, coach. I mean, he's got to the point to where he could practically do that. Now it's caught up with him, and I was astonished that the Joseph kid missed that kick, because that sucker's good. He's going to be kicking on Sunday. And if I was a college coach again, it seems like those days for me were a long, long time ago, any kicker with the last name Carlson, I would sign him and not even look at it. Because that Carlson family pumps out kickers like I've never seen. I mean, they're like the Matthews on the offensive line in the NFL. Because Carlson made a couple of kicks for Auburn that helped them win that football game. And that kid's big. He looked like a tight end. I think he's like 6'5", 215, 220 pounds. And the Iron Bowl is what we expected it to be. I thought Mac Jones, as the game went on, I became more and more of a Mac Jones fan. I like Bo Nix. Bo Nix, Auburn and Alabama are going to be fighting in this Iron Bowl for the next 3 years because I think they've got two of the best quarterbacks in all of college football. And I really like Mac Jones. Oh, I thought we were going to a phone call.
Yeah, we got time. We can get Tyler. Oh, well, we lost him.
Tyler, drop.
Call back in.
Yeah, call back in after the break. We'll get you right up. This is Straight Up with Sturge at ESPN Upstate.
Not yet.
Yeah, we have 2 minutes. Too quick?
Now. Yeah, we have 2 minutes now.
2 minutes. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I was telling you to give Tyler 30 seconds. That way we had time to answer his question.
Usually when you start flashing numbers, it's mean I've got to shut up. I've got to shut up and get after
that's
it.
That's Mathlete sign language.
Oh, my gosh. who are you rooting for in this college football playoff?
I don't really have an SEC team that I follow. I mean, LSU is going to smoke Oklahoma.
Oh, you're disagreeing with me?
Yeah, LSU is going to smoke Oklahoma. Ooh. That's going to be an ugly game. That's going to be a 17-point game at least. I don't know what
17
I don't know what the opening line is, but it's going to be a 17-point game.
Hold on. Now you're getting my blood pressure up here, partner. We might have to put a little something on this game between me and you there, partner.
Okay.
Huh?
Yeah.
We might have to. I like that, it. Diesel. I like 17. It, man.
You know, it's going to be ugly. It's over by halftime. The game's over by halftime. 24-3.
LSU over at halftime in Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, me and you got to come up with something reasonable. We got to get out on that edge, me and you, for this game. Now, it can't be for money or anything like that.
Because I don't have any.
I can't do that.
I work in radio.
From my other job. But we're definitely we might have to go for a second cow and steak. I get done with you, Mark Ryan, and a couple other people, I'm going to own a whole farm of cows.
Difference is Mark Ryan will take you to Ruth's Chris. I'll take you to Golden Corral.
He might not after he gets done paying me and Lonzo. This is Straight Up with Sturge at ESPN Upstate.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.